A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 11. Your next question may very well be, how do the many Godheads relate to each other? And exactly how many are there? Good questions. The answer to the second one is that no one really knows. Let's say that the answer is infinity. It's a number that would not be comprehensible to the most intelligent computer. As for the first question, Godheads are symbiotic. They share information with one another. They have similar projects and dissimilar ones. The patterns and structures are all the same. They create in the same ways and use the same methodologies. There are realities that exist in one Godhead and not another. And there are duplicate realities in more than one Godhead that may have some type of unexpected twist. For example, in your reality, you all know what a grizzly bear looks like. There is at least one reality where a grizzly bear head would be on a zebra, and vice versa. Or there could be a play on animal nature. Instead of a tiger being a feared predator in one reality, it may be completely playful and docile. Every child would want one as a pet. But the common fly would be something to watch out for. If you can think it, know that God has and is thinking about it and creating it. This is because, once again, you yourself are a thought of God, a thinking part of God. The next topic we want to tackle is about suspended animation at the end of a growth period. How exactly does this work? Also, is there time and space between Godheads? The short answer is no. There is only God. And there is only more of God. Godheads create worldscapes with time and space, and they are internal. Imagine you being inside something else. Imagine your home, your town or city, your entire planet and universe being inside something else. That is the reality.